Hello, my name's Kevin Watling. I'm an assistant head teacher at Teddington School and I'm the project director of the Technology Pilot Zone, which is an area we have been developing over the last 2 years now in conjunction with Cordless Consultants, who are the ICT advisors on a new school build project. We're part of a one school pathfinder for Richmond-on-Thames and working very, very closely with the local authority and with Mace Plus, the builders, to really build a new school and build an exciting, a dynamic school. And a school that really is starting to challenge students, not just physically moving a building, but starting to physically move the learning and the sort of teaching that goes on inside the frame that we're constructing outside the doors at the moment. The original idea came from the fact that we're constantly thinking about change in teaching and the way that teachers are looking at their lessons, the way that students are learning. And we realise that when we move into a new build, if we're starting to give empowering students to learn differently and empowering teachers to teach differently, we need to do a lot of groundwork in advance for that. And what we decided to do in the existing building for really 2 years, I suppose, before the physical move across, is to give both of those people a chance to use equipment and to use a room setup which will mirror what will happen in the new school. So taking a traditional classroom, taking everything out of that classroom and thinking, right, what do we need to put in here to reflect what's going to happen in that new building? So thinking radically about the furniture, the heights of furniture and the positioning of furniture, thinking about the sorts of IT equipment that are in the room, the infrastructure, the support services in the room, and really turning it into a fun learning space so that students can explore learning in its fullest and its wider sense. We forged a partnership with our consultants, Cordless, who are very good at working with corporate clients. I mean, they spend a lot of their time working with the financial sector, with banks, insurance companies and big sort of blue chip companies. They do have the contacts in terms of IT, you know, from hardware and infrastructure contacts in the broader commercial world. And we use them as the conduit to go out and ask major people like Research Machines, Viglin, Sony, Panasonic, at 3Com, lots of different manufacturers there to come along and say, this is an exciting project, do you want to be part of it? And most of those, all of those people have given us a lot of equipment, expertise, time. They've put their consultants and experts in to make the room up and you know, run and function as well as it does at the moment. We try to put as many children through the room as possible in terms of subjects. And so, for example, we've just had languages lessons in here. We've just had business studies lessons earlier this week. It's a room which takes any subject. There's no holds barred in terms of the curriculum. We try to make the room there's no one point of focus for the teacher, so that when they come in, the students and the teachers set the room up appropriate for the activity that's going on there, and there isn't a recognised, you know, centre of the room or front of the room where a teacher leads a lesson from. There's about five or six different focus points. Okay, we've got an interactive whiteboard, but there's sort of movable dry whiteboards. There's plasma display screens that we could use as the focus. You know, there are tables and teacher lecterns which force the eye to different parts of the room. I think the other thing that we've done is look at different heights of furniture. That's quite important. When students are engaged in tasks, sometimes you only want them on that task for 2-3 minutes, and furniture can prolong that activity if it's badly designed or badly used. So little touchdown areas, we've got here a plectrum table that's about 1.5 metres high that students can stand at rather than sit at. They can interact with other students, do some dialogue work, some discussion work, and perhaps even take a laptop. We're fully wireless here, drop the laptop down and do, you know, a short piece of work, and then move along to another activity, different part of the room, different table structure, different group organisation. And something like that it limits the time that a student spends on the activity and forces pace into lessons, and that's something that Ofsted are very keen on, is looking at the way that students move seamlessly, really, from one activity to another, but in a controlled and reasonably fast-paced environment, so that they can... you know, push as much learning experience into limited time as possible. In terms of other things, we've got movable teacher lecterns, so the teacher can take a laptop and a storage area to any part of the room. We can project not only onto the whiteboard, but we've got a second projector with a sort of 360 panoramic sort of affair, and we can project onto table surfaces, we can project onto floors at right angles onto different walls, and then that gives it an extra dimension if you're talking about geography, for example, putting Google Maps onto directly onto a table. There's an integrated sound system from Bose, for example, and that allows us to play some music as the students come in and give set an atmosphere, you know, create a mood as the students come in, quietly playing in the background. And I've done some very good work with students if they're working quietly, a group of 12 or 13 students, playing infinitesimally in the background, a little bit of music going on there. It does create a different atmosphere in the room. And of course the sound system is used for playing for music, so we have music in here, we'd have language lessons. You can clearly hear the target language being spoken. We've got a number of Mac machines in here, which, again, we're not restricted to, you know, the type of machine we use. Macs are used particularly for things like podcasting and for recording sound and audio, and then putting onto portable devices, and students can take those home and start to analyse a lot of the work they're doing. They come into a room that's completely different than the rest of the school, and it is uneasy on some students, it is unnerving. But after the second or third visit, they find a natural home for the task, you know, the activity that they're doing, and they take to it very, you know, very quickly. They're adaptable students. It doesn't faze them. They choose the most appropriate part of the room to sit down and do the activity. Because it feels right, you know, and I don't really force students into sitting in particular places. You know, there are some very small tables here with tiny stools that students can sit on. If three students want to sit around a small table with a laptop like that and they feel comfortable, that's great. We've got a staff IT development group, and we've got champions in each of the 7-8 subject areas, curriculum areas. And we meet in development group meetings here, and those teachers will start to take on board a lot of the changing ideas, teaching techniques, strategies, look at lesson plans, revamping, you know, their existing structures of what they're doing in lessons, and pass that back to colleagues. So now we've got virtually everybody in the languages department, for example, who have used this room and are prepared to teach in a slightly different manner, simply because that's been filtered back from champions who use the room on a regular basis. We're also using a managed learning environment. Fronter is our MLE, and a lot of the materials that we produce in those development sessions are held on that managed learning environment. So even if you're not part of the staff development working group, you can see videos of what we've done in the past, or training sessions, or materials, or, you know, presentations. And so staff can acquaint themselves with what the CPD that's been happening in this room, even though they're not directly here. And really the room is for three audiences, really. The students I've spoken about, ourselves, you know, we learn a lot about what's going to happen in the new build based on what happens in here and interactions between staff and students, but also staff as well. I mean, it's getting staff confidence up to having, you know, to be able to stand in a room, in the middle of this room, and feel comfortable, not hiding behind a blackboard or a whiteboard or a computer or a mass of technology. Some of the best lessons I've seen taught in here don't make use of the technology. It's where the comfortable and relaxed seating pattern and places you can put students create an atmosphere where a good heated debate goes on, and where people can talk to one another almost in a sort of sixth form fashion. And we've had year nine students in that sort of atmosphere here, and it's due to the way the room imposes a style of learning, and a relaxed style of learning sometimes, in the right hands of a teacher. Don't divorce the furniture from the technology. The two go hand in hand, and you can have a lot of good quality technology delivering, you know, sort of the IT element of the curriculum. But if you don't back that up with appropriate furniture and put it in a context where it can be used, you know, easily, friendly, in an adaptable manner, different size groupings and so on, then it's working against the IT. So I think that's the first thing. Secondly, multiple focus points in a room are so positive. You know, if you've got a 50-minute lesson or an hour lesson, you do want to change what's happening in that room. You do want to change the atmosphere, the mood in the room. And you can do that by focusing at different parts of the room for different times of the lesson. And I suppose the third thing is the use of an interactive whiteboard. It isn't the be-all and end-all of a room. We've invested a lot of technology in interactive whiteboards. There are lots of different ways that students can present their information and show each other information.